get down? Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Get down on it, son. That's what it's about right there. God, son, getting pumped up. Guys, it's Drinking with Brandon. Drinks with Brandon, actually. Podcast number 4. Guys, I'm having a fun time with this. I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk with you guys. Like always, we're going to have drinks. You know how it is. And we're going to have some good stories. Today, we're going to talk about driving etiquette. 101, neighbors, the coronavirus, and one of the many jobs I've had. Yeah, I know, right? But like always, stay tuned. We're going to have a great fucking time with this. Got a lot to talk about this episode, son. Lots to talk about. And like always, you know your boy's got something to sip on over here. Y'all wondering, what's he got? Well, I'm trying to keep it, you know, reasonable tonight. Can't get plastered. Got a big day at the office tomorrow. So I got a little shot of whiskey. And I got some beers over here. When I say some, I got the Dirty 30, son. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding, actually. I do got a 30-pack chill next to me. But I'm not going to drink them all. I mean, maybe. But we don't know yet. And they're Bud Light. So let's crack one of these open. Oh, there it is, boy. Snap. Snap, crackle, pop. Oh, buddy. Oh, That's good. First off, I hope everyone is doing good. All right, you know what? Fucking scratch that. Scratch that shit. I hope you're doing fucking amazing. I hope you guys are having a good day. I hope you had a great day. If you're listening to it and you're already halfway through your day, whatever. But I hope it's amazing. Like always, I'm coming to you from the wonderful 606, home of Chris Stapleton, Tyler Childers, and Prescription Medicine. and me, your boy Brandon. I can say that I'm from here, so, you know, fuck yourself. Yeah. I had thrown that bit in there. I thought it was funny. Driving etiquette. We'll start with that one. Something I kind of want to share with y'all. Something I do when I drive is I give respect to all the badass cars out there. And I'm talking like, I mean, Corvette, Chevelles, Oda, Onovas. I mean, you see a badass car, you just know to yourself, man, respect. Not trucks, though. Probably saying to yourself right now, why, Brandon? Why you say that? Because most of the people driving badass trucks or driving a truck in general, face it, they're douchebags. I should know. I drive a truck. You know what I'm saying? You know, it comes with the territory. A couple of things I know, like I said, I do it for a living. I drive a truck. I take up 2 parking spots. I act like I own the road. And I give 10 shits if someone's going to move over for me. Like I said, I just make my own. You know, if you're not going to let me over, I'm going to move you over. It's kind of like, you know, like I said, my truck's bigger than yours. Get over. That's why we have insurance. That's why we have insurance, people. There's many reasons, but that's the biggest one. So today I'm driving. It's pouring the rain out. You know, everybody's going extra slow, so I'm passing all these cars left, right. Not left, right. We don't have 3 lanes, but I'm passing all these cars, and all of a sudden, guys, I look to my right of me, and I see a Hellcat, buddy. Sucker was sharp. I mean, little Hella Kitty, I call it. It was a badass looking car, and I'm starting to pass it, and I'm starting to sweat. I don't know why. I was just like, should I pass it? Should I not pass it? Should I pass it? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. And I'm over here like just nudging along with him, and it's just like, it's such a badass car. And if people don't know what a Hellcat is, they're look them up. I mean, they're they're nice ass cars, man. And Hellcat's the package you come with it. But it's a Dodge, by the way. But just a badass car, man. I mean, now I'm not going to go into details with you. Some of them have 650 horses. Some have, you know, 500. It just depends on how much money you throw in it. But it was badass. And I mean, it even was detailed, had the lights on it, everything. And I'm passing it, and just like, I just did not want to pass it. So, but he was going fucking slow, so I passed his shit up. But that's what I do, though, is like, you give that respect to them badass cars. That's driving etiquette 101. You see a badass car, you just give it respect. That's all you do. I mean, you have to. Like I said, trucks, fuck them. Fuck them. Like I said, I drive a truck. Fuck them bastards with you fucking truck nuts and all that. I know how it is. But cars, man, my uncle had a 1967 Chevelle once, and that sucker was just, it was nice. It was sick. My dream was having sex in it, and it never happened. But it was a badass car, man. It was just, buddy, if I could have drove it just one day. God, son. Untold what could have happened. But no, that's what I do. I don't know if you guys do that, but that's what I do. You know, I'm driving. I see a badass car. I give it respect. I don't like passing them because I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm over here with like a couple, you know, 200-300 horses. And you over here about to, you know, swallow me whole, boy. But no, that's what I do. If you've listened to my podcast before, in the past shows, I recently spoke about me and my wife. We just moved, and you know, with moving comes, well, new neighbors. And we all think when we get, you know, when we move, you know, there's a lot of things to calculate in that equation. Who are my neighbors? Who are they? Are they cool? Are they fun? Are they personable? Yeah. Are they fucking serial killers? Who the fuck knows? No one knows until you meet them or you get killed by them. But, I love to share my experiences. You all know this. And with that comes, I've lived in a lot of places, my friend. I've lived many places. And comes that with weird-ass fucking neighbors. I'm being dead serious. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I was like, wow, that fucker's weird. But like I said, I've lived next to some weird ones, let me tell you. I had this one guy, and this was like when this was actually me and Aaron's, my wife's first apartment ever. You know, we had it down in Lexington, Kentucky. It was actually at first, it was supposed to be like it was nice. It was a gated community. And then about, you know, less than a year living there, it all went to shit. But, pretty sure my next door neighbor sold drugs. I know he sold drugs. I mean, hell, people. Yeah, people were coming and going and coming. It was like fucking Taco Bell was giving out fucking free quesadillas and shit. Like, I look out the window one day and it's like fucking people just left, right. I mean, just going in and out. And I'm like, that dude's running a fucking business or something. Something's got to be going down in that place. And, hell, it was so busy. I had to wait in line to go up my own fucking steps. How fucked up is that? I literally got home one day from work, tired as hell. I get to my apartment building. I cut the corner. I'm about to walk up the stairs, and there's a fucking line. Like, I'm at the goddamn grocery market. Like, I was like, fuck that. This is my place, too. Like, move. Move. I start parting away, son. Oh, buddy. But yeah, it just, shoot, God, hell. And then one day, I had a guy knock on my door. Yeah, hold on one second. Gotta take a little sip of sip. Talk too much, die of dehydration. You know what they say? Die of dehydration. But no, I had a guy knock on my door. And I answer it. And it's this big black dude. He never seen him before. And he goes, hey, man, what up? And I said, hey, what's up? He goes, is T-Rone there? And I said, T-Rone? I was like, I was like, no Tyrone here. He just laughed. He's and it's not Tyrone. You know, that's a different guy. Tyrone. Does Tyrone live here? And I was like, no, buddy, I live here. He's like, oh, okay. And he winks at me. And then he's like, when he gets back, tell him to holler at his boys. I do not know why, but I came back with the most fucked up fucking answer question / response. Well, obviously, one, I'm white. So I came up with the most whitest. I don't know. I was like, all I said was like, now is that boys with a S or a Z? I laughed and he just looked at me. It was the worst response I could ever have done. My street cred went down that day. No street cred for Brandon. None so west. You know, it was all gone, son. No street cred. I was sad. That was the whitest response I've ever given. Oh my God. I felt like I've never felt like a weird outsider, but I did that day. Oh God. And by the way, T-Rone, hell of a guy. Definitely. I actually met him. He helped me hang up my TV. Awesome dude, actually. I actually bumped into him like coming out of the apartment one day. And he's a pretty outstanding dude. Told me if I ever needed anything, he gave me the friends and neighbors discount. Straight up. Hell of a dude. Busy dude, but hell of a dude. But no, I can't get over that response, man. Like I said, God, boys. Is that with a Z or a S? Wow, buddy. I know what you're all thinking. Wow, this guy. Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Buddy, I'll tell you something. Whew. There's no street cred that day. But then there was this, then the last place we actually, we lived, believe it or not, staying there, just living in that one place, the last place we lived, I probably had 4, 5, 6 different neighbors. I'm not fucking lying to you. Like, just like that dude was running that business and they was coming and going, all that. Yeah, that's how my neighbors at this next place was. Like, they did not stay long. And I'll give you an example. I had this one guy, right? He just moved in one day. And, you know, he just moved. I mean, I was at home. I was down. It was off. You know, it was on my day off. I saw him move in and everything. And he just basically he moved in with a bag. Like, that's all I saw of the dude. Well, you know, later on that day, the day went through. It was probably around 11:30 at night. You know, me and the wife's having dinner. Well, yeah, we had a late dinner that day. I don't know why we was eating dinner at around 11:30, but it's just like I said, you know, you're working so much, you know, we wasn't seeing each other, you know, she'd be at work, I'd be at work. We were doing some kind of like late night romance dinner thingy. Well, anyways, back to the story. It's 11:30 at night. Doorbell rings. I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell? And I was like, did you hear that? And she's like, yeah, the doorbell. I was like, who the fuck's ringing our doorbell at this time? You know, so I haul my ass downstairs, you know, see who it is. I open the door and this guy shaking and shit, bloodshot eyes, smell like deep fried shit, Dracula looking, never seen the sunlight, motherfucker. Like, dude looked straight up fucking weird looking. Never seen him in my whole life. Pale as shit. I'm like, what? I was like, hello? He goes, what'd it do, my friend? Can a guy hit you up for your Wi-Fi? Straight up said, hell no. Shut the door on his ass. Then my wife, being the sweet person she is, behind me, she was like, oh, honey, you can't let him be nice. And I was like, nice? Nice? You gonna let some pedophile junior looking dude just hit up our internet? Hell no. Motherfucker probably looking at weird shit and stuff. Like, no, hell, fuck that. She's like, oh, honey, but be nice. I was like, nope, standing my ground. She got mad. She's always willing to help people. Me, I said, hell with that. You know, weird fuck lived there for like 2 weeks. You know, never seen him again. Fuck, I saw him that one time. He lived there for 2 weeks. I never seen this dude my whole life. And, you know, I'm from this area. And, dude's probably a vampire. Straight up. Out there drinking like meth blood and shit. I don't know. But Duke could be, definitely, you could hire the motherfucker for a horror film. I'll tell you that. Dude was scary as shit. Opened that door like, hot damn. And I'm a big dude. I'm like 6'7". I don't usually flinch to anybody. But I opened that door. I literally like jumped back a little bit. I was like, damn. Like, what the Count Dracula looking motherfucker you? I mean, dude was creepy as hell looking. Over here asking me for my Wi-Fi. Fuck that. Oh man. So like I said, that was like two of the crazy people I lived next to. Even though I like T-Rone, you know, he was still crazy. Like I said, dude had a lot of stuff going on. But you know, that was just a little bit of the iceberg. Like I said, I've had many neighbors. That's not all of them. But I can't give you all the good stuff right away. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, no, I can't give you the whole cake. I can give you a piece of it, but not the whole cake. You know what I'm saying? Can't give away all my goodies all at once. But, I mean, that's like life, man. You know, honestly, life is all about telling stories. I don't know why my life is so fucked up with them. I've got stories for everything. It's just like I lived that shit. Like I said, I've had these weird-ass neighbors, like, straight up, like, you don't see that shit but in movies and stuff. But let's take a sip of this whiskey. Well, a shot of whiskey. But, oh, one shot a day keeps the doctor away, they say. Or is that apple? Yeah, it's shots. It's shots. They say apples to confuse you because, you know, you're a kid and shit. Nah, it's one shot a day keeps the doctor away. The whole apple thing is, when you know, when you're young and shit, and then you get old, and, yeah, you get what I'm saying. Oh, that's tasty. Too good. That's, oh my God, it's too good. You guys should be here right now. I feel bad for you not being here. Oh, buddy. So, oh, that's cold. So, like I said, I've been pushing this podcast like a business, son. Like a business. And, I tell you, it's been very positive. I'm meeting and hearing, you know, from some great people. Guys, you know who you are. I've talked to a many of you. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I will listen to yours in the future. Spread the love. Like I said, I love podcasts, and I got in. Like, it's just like anything else. You get into it, and you start, man, this is really fun. This is really entertaining. And it just keeps going. Oh, excuse me. But I had this one person message me and ask me, he's like, dude, he said, I love your podcast. Listen to all your episodes. He's like, I got a quick question. I said, yeah, what is it? And I typed him back. He said, how can you carry a conversation with yourself so well? He said, dude, all these podcasters are trying to get people to talk on their show, get this, get family members, get friends. And I'm going to do that. Don't get scared from the path, people. I am going to do that. But I told him, I was like, man, you can't jack it. You know, how you going to jack it if, you have to have somebody else do it? And he just laughed. And, I can carry a conversation. I love myself and I love to talk. So I carry the conversation pretty easily. You know, I'm going to have people on here to talk with later on as it gets bigger and bigger. But man, it's just, to me, it's like, if you can't do it, it's like, well, what's the good old, if you can't love yourself, how can you love somebody else kind of thing? I fucking love myself. So yeah, I love my wife just as much or more, you know? You know, like I didn't know how to better explain it like that. You know, if you can't do it yourself, then how you expect other people to do it? And yeah, you know, nothing towards him. We could be total different people, and we are. That's what life and the world's about. Is you don't want to be the same person like everybody else. You want to steer from the path and what makes you great. And like I said, you know, he'll learn. Like I said, if you can carry a conversation with yourself, you can do anything. And like I said, I talk to myself at fucking work. People be walking around like, who's that dude talking to? I'm over here carrying a conversation with myself. Like I said, I am myself's best friend. Does that make sense? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we'll go with that. Oh, buddy. That one's already gone? What? It's only like 19 minutes in? Yeah. Luckily for you, boy, I've got more. Beer number two. Okay. Ah, so we'll hit you with some worldwide news. The coronavirus. Now, I'm not going to stick with this very long and joke about it because it's actually real. And plus, I'm not a scientist. I don't wear a fancy white coat. And, you know, my IQ is not that high like a doctor's. So we're not even going to go there. But, you know, it's a disease that supposedly, I looked it up though. It was found in Wuhan City, the home of the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm sorry, I had to say that. Oh, buddy. Whew. Home of the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm joking with you. It's not the home of the Wu-Tang Clan. It's a town somewhere in China. But it's a deadly respiratory virus, you know, and that's all I know. I will tell you, though, the funny part of it is when you Google it and you look up how to battle it, it says safety tips. You want me to hit you with some wisdom? You know what the safety tip for it is? The big cure for corona. Clean hands with soap, water, and alcohol-based hand rub. Well, that's good because I wash the fuck out of my hands. So I ain't going to get no coronavirus. But believe that, son. I'm washing my hands like 15, 20, 35 times a day, son. I don't care. I'm washing so much the skin rubbing off of them. So, yep, I'm not getting that disease. And yeah, like I said earlier, it's real. And it shouldn't be something to joke about, but too much. But you got to think to yourself, you want to live? Wash your fucking hands. It's proven, obviously, you know, from the CDC. They probably came out with it. Probably over here scattering like, you know, guys, how do we battle this? Wash your fucking hands. Quit being nasty. You know, after you take a shit, wash your hands. You take a piss, wash your hands. You fucking, whatever the fuck you do with them, wash your hands. I mean, it doesn't take a scientist. You know what I'm saying, guys? But the real question is, who names this shit? Like, seriously. It's like if there was a group of Bill Nyes. And they were like, guys, you know, what do we call this deadly virus? You know, use your imagination. It's being created in China. So, obviously, the guy who's inventing it, his name's Lee. You know, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know what his name is. But, you know, Lee and the other guys are like, man, what do we name this virus? You know, and somebody goes to Lee and looks, hey, Lee, didn't your wife leave you for that Hispanic fellow? Makes a lot of tension in the room, that does. Damn you, Chang. But yes, he did. He took everything from me. Now I will take everything away that he loves. And nobody loves Corona more than Hispanics. And I'm pretty sure that's the scenario that went down, because how the fuck you get the word Corona in a fucking, it still mind blows me. Like how, like you gotta think, you're over here trying to figure out this name to this deadly fucking virus. And it's just like, you know what? I fucking hate Corona beer. It's nasty. It's watered down cat piss. Let's name it after that. It's just, I mean, God, destroy the beer he loves. I don't know. I mean, what's next, people? What's next? I can see it now. Actually, I can. I can see it now. The first outbreak was found outside of Hazard, Kentucky, in a running down trailer park called Willie's Trash Service and Trailers. Yep, we'll go with that. And we'll call it the Bud Virus. You know, trashing my beer, I trash theirs. The Bud Virus kills people instantly. And then, you know, reporters goes to Willie and says, Willie, how did this virus break out? And then Willie responds, well, I think I fucked something I shouldn't. I do not know how this stuff even comes out the way it is. I mean, to me, it's just, you know, sometimes you got to think to yourself, like, how the fuck they named this shit? Like I said, I'm just throwing some bullshit out there, having some fun with it. But like I said, that's actually how it went down. I read the real article. I'm just kidding. And last, like I said, going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, believe it or not, your boy Brandon here, and I'm 28, by the way, I've had many jobs. And with saying that, no, I have not been fired from many jobs. I have been fired before, but most of the time, I'm always going to better, bigger and better things. That's just, that's, and the guys, that's life. You know, if you're just going to settle, never settle. You know, life is too short to settle. But, you know, for me, I love making money. I always was taught the harder you work, the more you work, the more money you make. And like I said, buddy, I love money. Man, I love money. So your boy, I don't care if it was two to three different, I mean, I'm a hyperactive guy, believe it or not. And I've worked two to three jobs at the same time if I had to. I'd done anything to make sure me and my wife got everything we wanted and needed. And like I said, you know, through the years, a lot of my stories, when I talk to my buddies and we're at the bar, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this podcast, a lot of my stories come from those experiences. Like I said, I'm only 28. But I am not going to settle for anything. Like I said, I've had three jobs. I've held three different jobs at the same time. Two. Now I'm making pretty good money, so I only got one. But like I said, I never settled. I always tried to achieve better. Like I said, I love money. I mean, sadly, it's the only thing that makes the world go round. You know, if you don't have it, you're broke. And when you're broke, you can't do shit. You know, I can't simplify it anymore. It's shitty too. It's fucking shitty. It's just, you know, in today's standards, you calculate or measure a person about, you know, with their wealth. Fuck that. But you can't do nothing out there in this world without money. I'm going to hit you with some real, you know, you just can't. So a little bit about me. I'm a hyperactive guy. I've worked all my life after I got out of high school, college. I just worked, because that's how my dad and uncle are, man. They're some of the hardest working dudes. Now, my dad don't work no more. He's retired, but my uncle still works every day. And like I said, I see what they've done, and they never settled. They always went to bigger and better things. They've always worked hard, and that's what I'm about, man. And one of the many jobs I'm going to talk to you about tonight, to finish out the night, is the wonderful job I had with Sleep Number. If you don't know what Sleep Number is, it's the company of expensive-ass beds. Like, I'm talking like these people straight up go to you. They're like, hello, person who makes $2,000 a month. Would you be interested in the best sleep you ever had for a simple $10,000? That's how they get you. They come in with a sweet little voice, and then they hit you with the $10,000. Then they break it up into six easy payments. But they're a buddy. You want to talk about expensive. I worked for them. I know. They're expensive-ass beds. Buddy, go on Google. You got a phone in your hand right now, I bet. Look them up. They're hellacious expensive. I mean, stupid. But I was working for AT&T at the time, and I was working with Sleep Number. And like I said, buddy, I had to have money. I wanted more money, so I got two jobs. I was there about a year while working. Man, I experienced a lot of stuff. You got to think, you order your bed. This is how it works. You order your bed. And I was the guy that delivered your bed and assembled it for you. Let me tell you, like I said earlier, I seen a lot of shit, buddy. And I'm about to tell you about some of them. I honestly could probably make 20 podcasts just about Sleep Number, the houses I went to, the people I met, and some of them were great people, but then there was just some experiences that just blew, like, there, you know, like some experiences you just live in your mind and you know you can just never get rid of them. That's the kind of experiences I had with this job. There are some things that are just so vivid, it's like I just relived it yesterday. And one of them is the Raven's House. That's what I call it. That's what I call this incident. It's called the Raven's House. And so I was working one day with my coworker, Alex. Now, Alex, he was a young dude. He was a fun as hell kind of dude. I mean, I liked him. He was he's kind of stupid, but he was a good dude. He was a good dude. But stupid. I can't emphasize that even anymore. Now, before this, you know, before we headed out, you know, I've never worked on a job with Alex yet. I knew him, like I said, I knew him, but I worked around with him at the shop. I never went on a real job with him. Usually I worked with about three or four other guys, never Alex. So this was my very first job with Alex. And this is how it kind of went. You know, we're heading out and we're going, and the job was in West Virginia. And it was a long ass drive. And with the long ass drive, it was the only thing on our to-do list. Because usually you got a list prompt to you in the morning to your phone saying this is the job you had, blah, 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 and it had to be done. That day, like I said, that was the only thing we had on the list. So I was, you know, we were pumped. We're like, oh, man, we're going to go there. It's going to come back. It's going to be a wrap. We'll have all, you know, it's not going to take that long. And, you know, I'm a morning person, so, well, some, I used to be. So we left out really early. So we had a good, like I said, we had a good head start on the day. But you know, like I said, this is the very first time with this guy. So remember that. Remember that. First off, like I said, we're driving. Well, I'm driving. And he, you know, like I said, Alex is this young dude, and he, you know, we're just driving away. We're about an hour into the drive. You have to admit, I was living in Lexington at the time, I think. Yeah, I was when I was in doing this job. So West Virginia, Lexington, it was a little haul. But we're about, you know, an hour and a half in, and he looks at me and said, hey, Brandon, you care for a smoke, bud? And I said, yeah, man, you can go ahead and smoke. I said, fuck, go for it, son. Light you one up. Smoke doesn't bother me. My mom smokes. My uncle fucking smokes. I fucking don't bother my ass. You know, so I don't, you know, I let him, you know, yeah, you smoke, man. You do you. But if you've ever been to West Virginia at all, anybody out there listens, ever been to West Virginia, you know they have windy ass motherfucking roads. Like, you got to pay attention to this shit. Like, you can't scare away your eyes. You got to straight, I mean, you straight a path, you in a fucking ditch. Straight up. And I'm, buddy, I can't tell you how curvy these roads are. It's like fucking NASCAR, son, on crack. And I'm driving, and, you know, I'm concentrating on the road. And, you know, I'm concentrating, and I hear this bubbling, like, just straight up bubbles being made. I look over as I'm driving, and Alex is fucking ripping one off a bong. A fucking bong! Buddy, I can't lie about this shit, buddy. I was driving down the road, and this dude just pulls a fucking bong out of his bag. God, it sounds like I've been smoking from one. God. And he just lighting one up with, I'm just driving down the road, man. And he's just, I mean, going to town on it. And I was like, the fuck is going on? I was like, Alex, what the hell? And he was like, you said it was cool. And I was like, motherfucker, I thought you were talking about cigarettes. Cigarettes, motherfucker, not weed. And he was just, oh, buddy, it tore me up. I did not expect it. I did not expect it. I did not. Oh, God, I'm red to the face right now. Like I said, I'm driving down the road. My eyes were not leaving that road. And like I said, I looked at him because, I heard bubbling noises. I looked to the side. This motherfucker got big ass bong going to town on it. And I'm definitely not against weed, people, but at work, come on now. I mean, and I was just stunned. And I go, I remember this perfectly. I was like, wait. Didn't we just take a drug test the other day? And his goofy ass going, yeah, about that. I bought some piss on Amazon. What? Wait, they sell piss on Amazon? Shit, really? He's like, yeah, man, you can buy anything on there. And I was like, straight up, like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? Why am I working with him right now? Like I said, can't make this up. Oh, buddy. So, anyways, we finally make it to the customer's house, and wow. So, there's man caves, and then there's this person's house. And so I called it the Raven's house. It had a purple door, and if you know anything about the NFL team, the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, you know what the logo looks like, and it was imprinted on the door. It was a big purple door with a big NFL Raven on it, like straight up. Like this was a NFL fan-crazed house, straight up. And, you know, we get there, and we're just staring at this door, like straight up. It was actually a pretty sweet door. I was, like, kind of intrigued by it. I was like, wow, this is a pretty sweet setup. That is a nice door. I need this door. I need this in Patriots. I need this door. I'm a Pats fan, by the way. Sue me. But I'm over here like, man, this door, it's a hella nice door. So, you know, I knock on it, do my thing. I'm greeting the customer and, you know, saying, hey, guys, we're here and all that jazz. And by the way, take from instance, before we get into any more stuff, these people are awesome. You know, they opened up the door. They were very nice. They were very genuine. And they were just very sweet people. And they were like, you know, I mean, they were just so warming. Like, you just opened the door. It was like Mr. Rogers and Rogers' wife. They were very nice people. So I'm over here like, cause when a person opened back when I was working for this, for Sleep Number, if a person opened the door like that, like just so warming, you knew your job, you know, that job was going to be good. It was the ones that opened the door like the fuck you want. That was the bad ones. Those are the bad days. not this couple. They were nice. And I'm over here talking with them and everything. And I'm just like, I think it's about time for us to get in and see what we're working with. And I look over to my right, look over where Alex is supposed to be standing, and he wasn't there. I looked behind me, and I was like, you know, hey, let's go in. And he straight up goes, I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck you mean you don't know? Like, I was like, what? And then he was like, man, I got something to confess. I was like, what? What? You got more drugs on you? You know, his but that's not the point. The point is, I'm a Steelers fan. All right, what the fuck's that got to do with anything? I was straight up very confused. He's like, I can't be around Ravens fans. The fuck you can? You a grown ass man. Nut up, son. It's a game. It's an NFL football game, son. You do know that, right? You do know this is just a game, right? And he was like, he just looking at me all goofy and shit. And he was like, yeah, man. I guess, man, boy, you best stuff up. We got a job to do. You know, so I'm over here spitting some wisdom at the young buck. And, plus, oh, it didn't make it. And so I finally talked him into it. And I was like, man, you got to grow up. I'm a Pats fan, but I don't go hating on the Buffalo Bills and, you know, the Jets and, you know, the Miami Dolphins and shit. And, you know, I don't go fuck them up. You know, you grow up. Buddy, he was one of a kind, I tell you that. Plus, going inside the house wasn't the best suit for this motherfucker, obviously. You know, we walk in, and you thought the purple door was it. Hell no. How bad can it be? I said to myself, my God, was I wrong. Raven shit everywhere. I'm talking like everywhere. And it was kind of dope. I'm not going to fucking lie. I was digging it. I mean, dude had signed jerseys from Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Flacco, all them dudes. He had people I didn't even know, big names. And dude's got purple everything. Everything was purple. Purple couch, purple coffee table, purple everything. I mean, buddy, this dude's house was, I can't put it any way else for you guys to picture in your mind, a motherfucking purple ass house. Now, the house outside was white, but inside, all fucking purple. It was something to see. And then I look over to Alex while we're looking around this house. And it's very clean, by the way. Very clean. Very, just very nice. Like, it was very modern. I loved it. I thought it was a sweet-ass house. Like I said, I look over this dude, though. And dude was about to blow a blood vessel. I'm talking like, have you seen the meme? I told this to somebody when we were working, when I was working for Sleep Number, about what I told them this story, and I used this meme, and they said, that looks just like Alex. There's a meme out there. It shows a kid in class, and it looks like he's, you know, hunched over, and he looks like he's about to take a shit, or he's holding his breath. He's got all the, his eyes are popping out, and he's got all these veins pop. That's what fucking Alex looked like. I'm talking like this dude had blood vessels popping out of his face. And I mean, I look over to him, and he makes the fucking weirdest ass noise. Like, he's a fucking orc from Lord of the Rings and shit. He's like, God damn, boy. I mean, veins popping out while he's getting his face going blood red. I thought the dude was about to pass out, son. And the funny fuck, he was doing this in front of a customer. Customer looks at me like, dude, your buddy okay? And I was like, I was in kind of shock myself. I fucking didn't know what to say. I was like, he just found out a cousin just died, actually, on the way over. Can you give us a sec? And he's like, yeah. And the guy and the wife walks out, and I go, Alex, what the fuck? What is going on, son? And he looks at me, and he says, this steel beam won't break. And I was, what the fuck? What is that? Who says that? This steel beam won't break? Like, why? Who? What? Buddy, let's build this bed and get the fuck out. How about that? You know, let's do that. You know, let's get out. If you hate being here so bad, let's do it and get out. And yeah, believe it or not, he swallows his pride. And he's like, let's go do it. I said, fucking finally, son. Finally getting this dude proactive. But I got to take a sip, son. We got to take a break. Like I said, this is the very first time I've ever worked with Alex. Oh, gosh. It did not go down right. Very first time I worked with Alex. And it was, like I said, it was a doozy. But while we're building the bed, the room, wow, I'm not even going with that. You thought the house was intense, the room, wow. God damn. Alex looked at me and he was like, man, I gotta pee. You care if I go pee? And I said, yeah, go ahead, do your shit. He said, okay, I'll be right back. And I was like, okay. No, I didn't think about nothing to it. So I'm over here doing my job, you know, building this person's bed, taking care of them, doing everything at 100% like I normally do, because that's what I do. And it gets about 20 minutes in. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is Alex doing? You know, I'm getting kind of nervous. Like I said earlier, how great these customers were, these people, they made us fucking cookies. Cookies, by the way. Warm chocolate chip motherfucking cookies. Brings them in there. She's like, this is for you and your friend. You guys are so sweet. I mean, this one, buddy, nicest people ever. Fuck Alex. God damn. But I about strangled his motherfucking ass. But anyway, she brings in cookies. So sweet. Puts them on the table and says, hey, guys, if you need anything else, just holler at me. I said, okay. I'm still thinking, where the fuck is Alex? So I'm kind of like getting scared. I'm like, what the hell? This dude's stealing this person's house. He's going around stealing shit. I was like, oh my God. So I'm over here sweating bullets. I cut the corner, you know, where supposedly the bathroom was. And I cut the corner and I see him walk out of the bathroom. I was like, oh God. Whew. Okay. I was like, it's a good. So I was turning around. And as I was turning around, his stupid ass was laughing. I was like, I turned back around. I was like, why are you laughing? What did you do? And he's like, I got these fuckers back. I said, what? Like, I just looked at him like, what? I pulled him to the side, buddy, and I said, fuckers, are you talking about the fuckers who just made us cookies? You talking about them fuckers? I was like, Alex, I was like, why are you fucking crazy? He said, Alex is like, that's what they want you to think. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, buddy. I never wanted to kill a man more in my life. I said, dude, I pushed him to the side. I said, what the hell did you do in here? I walk into that bathroom. I walk in to a turd. To a... I shouldn't even laugh. Oh, buddy. I walk into an actual turd sticking out of the toilet. And my first reaction was, the hell is this? And he looks at me and he's like, that's what these bastards get. And I was like, oh my God, you stoop. I was like, dude, what'd you just want them to walk into your turd shit? Like, no, dude, grow up. And so I ran to flush it. As I'm getting over there, he yells, no, I stuffed the commode with TP and shit. I was, buddy, right before he said that, I already pushed the lever. It was a done deal. And I wish I could take back time. Buddy, I was, there was literal, what happened was it overflowed. Literal, like, shit water was coming out. Like, you know, you've seen the commode stopped up. He stopped it up on purpose, then took a shit in the toilet for these people. Oh my God. I was mad. I've probably never been that mad before. And I was like, you motherfucker. And so the deed was already done. I flushed it. You know, water's coming out. Shit turd fucking floating across the floor. I was very disgusted. I didn't know what the hell was going on. His stupid ass was laughing. And all what could make it worse? The customers walking by. Buddy, they lit me up and down. He's like, what the fuck is this? What's this shit? Oh, that sign. And here Alex is, does the deed and sprints out the house. Fucking sprints, runs right out the fucking house, gives no shits on what his little ass just done. I sitting there, standing in shit water, like, hey. Yeah, it didn't go very well. They's yelling. They asked me to leave. They said they could do the rest. Oh, yada, yada. You got the story. It was bad. It was bad. And then, like, as I'm walking out, oh, my gosh. They was like, why do this? I was like, back up. I didn't do shit. And then I was like, I don't know why I giggled then. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. But I did, and I was like, that was not me. That was the person I do not know outside. You know, this is my first day working with him. Believe me, I did not know he was this crazy. I think he actually has to take medications. They obviously didn't. I was trying to blow him over, but it did not work. And what makes it worse is this motherfucker yells from their yard, Steelers won't bend! Steelers won't bend! The fuck that's e- what the fuck's that even mean, son? Steelers won't bend. Fuck that. Buddy. Oh my God. Just yelling. It's just like everything that could have happened that made things worse got worse. Like straight up. It's like, oh, this could have went wrong, but no, this went wrong. Oh man. I'm leaving their door, walking out, and I was like, I don't know why I responded. It was like kind of with the T-Rone thing. I responded with, I hope you leave a 5-star review. And that woman tells me to shove the stars up my ass. Yeah, I wouldn't have been happy either. I mean, you order this bed, it's halfway done, and motherfucker stops up your toilet with a big ass turd and shit. And then fucking, oh, buddy. But, you know, I'm about to walk to my truck, and like, Alex is like, yeah, you know, he's like, fucking look, he actually won the fucking goddamn Super Bowl. I'm like, straight up, like, this dude's got to go. And then the door opens, and it's the husband and wife, and they yell, and they're like, "Sir, sir." And I was like, "Shit, what the fuck now?" So I go over there, and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, what is it?" And they looked at me, and then they looked at him, and then they looked back at me, and then they looked back at him, and they went back and forth on that. And they said, "We like you. You did nothing wrong. That motherfucker, he can go fuck himself." I said, "I'm with you on that." And they fucking tipped me $50. Stop fucking not joking. Oh, I got tipped $50. Oh, buddy. And it was funny. I get in the truck, and on the way out, Alex was like, "That was some crazy shit, right?" He, man, man, I can't handle Ravens fans. I get all itchy and stuff. And I'm like, "Itchy? Itchy, you say, motherfucker? Itchy?" And he's like, "Yeah, I wasn't even being that funny. You guys think I'm being funny, but I was not funny with him." And he was like, he straight up looks at me and he goes, "Man, are you gonna split that 50 with me?" "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell no, I'm not going to split it with you. The only thing you getting a hold of is a whole ass whooping, son." Oh, buddy. Shit. I can't explain how bad that situation was. Steel beams don't bend. Steelers don't break. What the? God, I'm not a Steelers fan, but I guess that's what they chant. I don't know. Oh, buddy. It was funny though. Forgot to mention this part. We was leaving the door right when all the crazy stuff was happening. Like I said, the shit water, and she was trying to push us out the house, and he was saying weird shit. She was like, "You can shove that terrible towel up your ass." And I was like, out of all that to say, you actually come back with a reference of football to come back at this motherfucker. There's a reason he's crazy. Like, hot damn. I knew in the NFL that rivalry was a real rivalry. I didn't know it was that real. God damn. Shit. Buddy, I've never seen nothing like that. Like I said, I knew something was up when we got to that house, because he was looking at it. He's like, "Is that a purple door? I don't like that." It was weird because he's mentioning how much he hates the color purple. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, dude, I fucking hate onions, but I just don't eat onions. Like, I just don't understand your concept of things, my friend. Oh, buddy. Like I said, he was something. Alex, if you're listening, fuck. Yeah, I'm not even going to say nothing to you, man. Fuck that. He was a dumbass. But, oh, shit. He was crazy, though. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. God, buddy. Like I said, that was my first day working with his ass. Now you're thinking to yourself, I know you're thinking, did he get fired? No, he did not. Believe it or not, he did not get fired. Straight up. Then people did not leave a bad review. I have no clue why. It could have been my ass. Like I said, you know, I am me, your boy Brandon Cottle. So I do have ability to soothe things over, but no, I just fuck if I know. But no, straight up, didn't get no review. They didn't give a review, they didn't give a response, they didn't have no feedback, no nothing. I didn't call the boss on him, didn't call the shop, nothing. I was like, on the way home, I was like, man, they're already calling. He we're gonna pull up and they're gonna fucking fuck his ass up. Nope, none of that. Actually, about a week later, this motherfucker won an award. Don't know what the fuck he won, but he won. Yeah, that I was like, what the fuck is going on with this world, buddy? Oh, God. But like I said, that was a true rivalry experience. Like I said, I've never seen a rivals. Hell, I didn't think the customers were into it until she said she can take that terrible towel and shove up his ass. But God, Steelers and Ravens don't mix, people. That's what I got out of that story. God, but I just knew something was up, though. I just knew. I was like, the way he was just, and like I said, if you guys were just there, I stay in this person's house. I look over to my, like I said, this dude about looked like he about have an aneurysm. He was like, oh, God, son. I was like, buddy, chill. It's not that bad. You know, steel beams don't bend. I just, oh, buddy, I don't know. Whew. But like I said, I wanted to share that with you. I call that one the Raven's House. Like I said, that was one of many houses I've went to, and it gets funnier past that. Like I said, I've been in some strange houses. I've been in some haunted ones, too. That'll come up. But like I said, that's a lot of my experiences, just living life, the work I've done. Like I said, and I've told my employees this many a times on many occasions, the world is a big old bitch named Tammy. And she don't give 10 good fucks how she's going to try to screw you over. It's true. Tammy don't give no shit, son. You're even going to let her screw you, or you going to screw her. Ah, yeah, I know what you're thinking. That's some words of wisdom, Brandon. But that's just how it is. You just grab the world by the cojones and you just go for it. You just got to, man. It's just, like I said, you know... Every job I've ever had, I've always went up, and you know, I've bettered myself. I've gotten experiences now. Like I said, you know, things like I've seen and you know talked about. You can't make this shit up. Like who just randomly comes to work one day with a fucking bong in their book bag? Had no fucking clue. It was kind of strange that he was carrying a book bag. Oh, excuse me, with him. Yeah, you know, I asked him. I was like, you know, Alex, what's with the book bag? Oh man, I carried my creatine in it. Creatine, you say? And, you know, the small little motherfucking jars. It's a big ass fucking book bag you got there, son. You know, I just, buddy, but yeah, I've learned a lot though. I really have. Like I said, you know, for a 28-year-old dude, like I said, I've never settled. Just for second best. I always wanted to be the best. And now that I'm married, and even when I wasn't married, when I was just with Aaron, my wife, I always wanted more for us. I wanted more money. I wanted to do this. I wanted to achieve this. And that's what I'm doing with everyday life. You know, like I said, you know, and that's to all of you guys. You just can't say, when you settle, something fucks you up. Something will screw you and fuck you up. It's just how the world is. It just is. But that was the stories of the night. I hope you guys had fun. I know I did. I love telling my experiences with you guys. Like I said, buddy, this is episode 4. There's so much more. Believe that. We're going to be looking down the road for, you know, here in a year now. It's going to be on episode 100, 200, some shit. Like I said, you know, I couldn't tell you the love I've gotten from this. I'm going to give a shout out. I always kind of give shout outs. I'm going to give a shout out to one of my best friends, Jordan. He texted me the other day, randomly, by the way. I'm just driving down the fucking road, listening to some beats, like just chilling. I look at my phone, just dings. It's ding. I look over and I'm like, Jordan? No, that's not, that's my Jordan. I look, buddy, I love you. I miss you. I do. Jordan's always been one of my best friends growing up. He's just a good dude. You know, he lives in Chicago, many moons away. And, you know, that's friendship. You know, you check on each other. You check what your buddies are doing and stuff like that. And so when he texted me, he said, dude, the podcast's great, man. Keep it up. Oh man, like I said, it was like with John the other day. It just blew me up, son. I was just like, a lot of love, a lot of respect. And that was just, you know, not with them, but I'm getting that from people I've never heard before. I got a great message from some people today in Tennessee. I had a person message me from Florida again. I had a person message me from England. Yeah, the British folk, them English, son. I wish I could talk like that. God, buddy. Got some people in the UK that's really liking my podcast. Like, guys, you know, a lot of people are asking me questions. How you get this? How you get that? Personal experience, my friends. Personal experiences. But like always, you know, you're having a couple of drinks with your boy Brandon. We sit down, we have a good talk, we have some fun, we share some laughs, and we just rocking with it, people. Like all the time, you guys have a good time, and thank you for listening. Brandon out.